My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking like 3-year contract extension. Dano, that's money well spent.
I think you're right. I think that is money very well spent. He does what Jim Schwartz wants him to do. He's a really talented player. He's fast as can be. He can get right into the lane and shut down the run game a whole bunch of times. We've seen him blitz in there, hit quarterbacks, hit running backs for tackles for loss, go sideline to sideline. That's a win. It's a win.
If you think about the defense, I think you have several guys who absolutely scream, I'm a key player here. Obviously, Myles Garrett. Obviously, Denzel Ward. And in the middle, and I mean in the middle of the defense, not the middle of the linebacker core, I think it's Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. He's taken that step and has become a guy who can be a real playmaker. And I think Jim Schwartz's defense had a lot to do with that last year and turning him loose.
Absolutely.
And so that's a guy that I wanted locked up. You didn't want to mess with it. We had talked about it earlier this summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, that guy needs a contract extension. You got to do that. You've done that now. Look around the team. Key guys that are locked up. I think the front office has done a really nice job of making sure the key guys on the defensive side and the offensive side are locked up and are pieces that you can build with moving forward here.
And it's a 3-year contract extension. So
he gets money, but he still gets free agency in his prime if he wants it.
And you're not tied up long term. Now, I want to see how this is structured. I have a feeling it's going to be one of these like funky contracts where this year he makes $2 million and next year he'll make $18 million. You know, it'll be like
right.
In a way that's going to be kind of fun. And it'll you know, we know how Andrew Berry loves to mess with these cap numbers and do all that stuff to keep everything under there. But yeah, this was a guy that you wanted as a core of the defense. He is young enough that you feel comfortable handing him that kind of a contract. He's talented enough to do it. And you're right, Jim Schwartz coming in here and basically saying to him, buddy, go get the ball, has done wonders. Like, that's kind of what it feels like when you watch JOK play. Is it's go get ball. Go get the ball. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You just sounded like you're out with Rover and you're throwing a bone and saying, go get it, Rover.
I don't mean that as
an insult.
Spike,
you help him out. Go.
I don't mean that as an insult.
I know you don't.
Have nobody take that to mean an insult.
I know you don't. But you know what? Kind of that basic sometimes.
Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
Like, as funny as it is.
And JOK told us that last training camp. He said, it looks like they're just going to turn me loose and let me go get the football.
Right. It's the same thing that Patrick Queen ran into in Baltimore when they brought in Smith. Or Roquan Smith, that's his first name. And so they basically said, Roquan, you're going to go around and you're going to make sure everything's good. And then Patrick Queen, just go get the guy with the ball. And you sometimes need to take these guys who are immensely athletic and simplify it to that level, and great things happen when you can simplify those roles. And JOK isn't terrible in coverage either. So he's a versatile player who's still kind of learning how to do this stuff, and you've locked him up for 3 years in his prime.
Well,
it's a great move.
He was disruptive last year. You know, He led the team in tackles for loss by far. He had he had 20, and Miles had 17, Oboe had 12, and nobody else was even in double digits. We saw him get into the backfield, make plays, and add an element to the defense, Dan, that I think it had been really lacking, and it was that playmaker in the linebacker spot. And now you have him, and you have him locked up. And I just think that's a terrific thing. I want to see how Jordan Hicks fits in. I would assume he's going to fit in perfectly. You know, former Eagle, no shorts defense. That's going to work.
A little banged up right now, so something to keep an eye on.
Right, and I'm real curious about Devin Bush as well.
Yeah, you're...
Well, I'm curious. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I'm not buying. I'm not, you know, it's not my investment yet. But at one time, I thought he was a really good linebacker, and it seemed to go away a little bit quickly. And if he can get back to what he did in Pittsburgh, and maybe a scheme, maybe coaching can help that to happen, I think you've picked up a pretty nice linebacker here. If he can get back to what he did. Regardless, I think your linebacking crew is in really good shape because you just signed the most important guy, clearly, long term.
It's in good shape for the Cleveland Browns. I feel like that's the way you almost have to preface it. And the reason that I say it that way is because the Browns do not prioritize linebackers. The Browns are not the 49ers.
There's no question about
that.
The
Browns are not the Ravens of last year. The Steelers, you could even say, who just handed Patrick Queen a gargantuan contract. They are not that kind of team that looks at that position and says, we have to prioritize this. Handing JOK that contract says, we like this asset, but it also tells you in the same way, we're not going to pay for that other linebacker spot. Mm-hmm. That's a place that we can work around. So for what they want to do, this makes sense. But I still wouldn't sit there and say, yes, linebacker is the strength of this defense, or one of the strengths of this defense is going to be linebacker. I would still look at that and go, okay, that's a potential weakness, but it might be a lesser of evil's weakness. You know, it's not defensive tackle where guys can run right up the middle on you. It's not corner where guys can throw all over you. It's not safety where you don't have that, you know, the talent that's there to keep up with different guys or in coverage or be able to hold down the back end of that defense. It's the middle part of it that you can make up for a little bit. If your defensive line is good enough and your secondary is good enough, you can cheat that one.
What's it say about the team that they clearly realize who's stepping up and doing a good job for them and making sure, other than maybe Amari Cooper here, although they reached an agreement with Amari, making sure that they're part of this thing moving forward. I think it's a great sign for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're doing it. Number two, typical of what we've seen out of Brown's ownership, they don't balk at signing guys. They don't balk at spending money. And this is the other aspect of it that I like. Players don't balk at signing and staying here. That I like. I like that a lot. Because I think that says something about what's going on here, and that the players have bought into what Kevin Stefanski is selling.
It tells you that they are great at identifying talent. Well, put it this way. It tells you when they see the talent that is on the field that they are able to look at that kind of guy and go, I want to keep that.
Yeah.
That's something that's important. I don't know if that's 100% there when it comes to their draft picks yet, that same philosophy can be said, but they are definitely good at scouting on the NFL field, and they are good at scouting other teams' NFL fields. I don't know if you could totally say that about the draft yet, that they could find these guys in college and develop them and draft them and then sign them to long-term deals. I don't know if you could say that, because JOK is the one that they've got where you can say absolutely bang the table. Grant Delpit might be two.
And remember, they traded up to get JOK.
Mm-hmm. Grant Delpit is probably two, because I think, yeah, that was their first draft, I think, was Grant Delpit. Martin Emerson? Okay, so now we're at three. After that, unless I'm missing somebody, and feel free to get at us at CLE Talking Heads if I am, because I'm doing this off the top of my head, I don't know of many other people that you can point to say Andrew Berry has drafted that guy, developed that guy, and has now decided to sign it to a long-term deal. Now, some of that is the fact he's only been on the job for 4 years. So you don't really, you're not really in that position quite yet, but you're getting to that position.
I can't, this suck stays in my head, and I don't even know if it should stay in my head. Is it any coincidence that guys that he has drafted and developed and seems to have done a pretty nice job of nailing these guys are defensive backs, which is what he actually played?
Slash linebacker. I mean, that was the thing. JOK's whole thing, it always reminded me of them, of when the Warriors drafted Draymond Green, and they were just like, well, I don't know where this guy plays. It was the same thing that happened with JOK. It was like, well, we don't know where this guy plays. And it's like, he's good at football. You'll find a spot for him.
To me, you know, like you draft Martin Emerson. Okay. We heard good things.
Right.
From our buddy Mike Leach.
Man who was hiking at the time.
God rest his soul.
Man who was hiking at the time. Yeah. Had no idea the draft was on.
But we didn't really think Martin Emerson was going to come here after what? A third round pick and nail it. Mm-hmm. But he has.
Yeah. I mean, you want to hand that guy a contract extension. I'd call Greg Newsome a win, too. That was their pick. Greg Newsome was a win.
I think people expected Greg to come in and be Denzel Ward. I don't know if he's Denzel Ward, but I think Greg's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's on this team.
It's the old Randy Mueller, Ted Ginn thing that he always used to tell us when it comes to drafting Ted Ginn. I don't consider Ted Ginn a bust because he played in the league for 10 years. I can't call that a bust. It's the same way I feel about Greg Newsome. He might not be Denzel Ward level. He might not be upper tier echelon corner. He's a really good corner who's going to have a long career in this league. That's not a bust.
I agree, especially at that position in this league where you know you have to have guys. I just think it's really impressive that the organization, it just seems like it's other than the Amari Cooper situation, and we know part of that. It's Amari's age. It's the wide receiver market. And they made him happy enough that he came back for this year, even though when he was mentioned in trade rumors with San Francisco and they resurfaced again, I thought it was interesting that he popped out and said, what, on Instagram, I wouldn't mind that, which made some people mad, and it shouldn't because it's all a business. But that's okay. Other than Amari, I think they've done a great job with this. And they did a good enough job with Amari where, okay, we're not on the hook long term here for a guy who's in his 30s at a position where guys usually slow down in their 30s. And we made him happy enough that he came to camp.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's kind of a win-win.
I would say so. Let's see where it goes from there. I don't know. Maybe they'll offer him a year or 2 year contract after that. I mean, if there's anybody in this league who knows that this is a business, it's Amari Cooper. As a guy who was drafted really highly by the Raiders and then traded to the Cowboys and then traded from the Cowboys to the Browns.
For next to nothing.
If there's somebody who knows how much of a business this is.
Because the Cowboys didn't want to pay him.
No.
They had him, you know, and they were paying him. They decided they didn't want to anymore.
Right, and there are rumor of other extenuating circumstances, too, that you can look up if you want to, you know, not do work today. So there is something else that's there, too. Our X mentions powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads like Dre does here. Don't forget DeWad Jones. I hope he's in this conversation. I hope 3 years from now, 2 years from now, we are having a conversation about the Browns signing DeWad Jones to a long-term contract.
The only thing about that? I would think, and this is a balancing act for the Browns front office. The longer you wait on that, you run the risk of that contract being huge.
The
The way offensive linemen get paid,
yes,
and the way tackles get paid, if he steps in, Dano, and does what we think he might be capable of, oh my God, is he going to get a lot of money? He's going to get a lot of money. That might be one where you take a little risk and offer him a long-term contract sooner rather than later.
So right now,
even though he's under contract for a while,
right now, cheap. Dawad Jones for this season.
Don't make me laugh.
His salary is $915,000,
which of course we would all like, but you know, course, in pro NFL. Football,
the, NFL it, terms, that's goofy. It, to put that in perspective, that is 0.4% of the salary cap.
If he ends up doing what you think he's going to do, he's a huge bargain, as most guys are who step up who are later round draft choices. So we'll see. They've been locking up the young guys. They've been locking up the key guys. They did it again with Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Congratulations to JOK. I'll bet he's singing about it. We know he can sing. I'll bet he's singing now. And Andrew Berry, you should be too. Congratulations. Well done. And the Haslam's spending money. There you go. Win, win, win. All the way around. I want to get back to something I threw out earlier, Dan. He's available. Jose Ramirez loves him. He can hit. Might not be able to field, but he can hit. Do you want him at Rosario back, Guardians fans? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.